Hello, my name is Sarah Broadley, and this is an excerpt of my story, Blood on My Apollos. Edinburgh, 1983. My big sister's roller skates weren't proper skates. They hadn't come in a fancy box with wow and awesome on the side. They had been bound together with an elastic band. Worn away heel to weathered toe, deep scuffs and scrapes confirmed their long life. Battle scars that went from the back wheels all the way up to the rubber stopper that jutted out from beneath the faded leather that had once been bright red. If I held them up to the big light in the front room, the faint initials of my cousin could be seen on the inside of the heel. Ownership declared in a faint black scribble, the initials O and K. I saw these letters as a rite of passage, a sign that I wouldn't get into trouble if I used the skates. Besides, what could possibly go wrong? O and K. Everything would be okay. Each skate had two leather sections that had seen better days. One part tied at the front over excited toes that wriggled around in flimsy school plimsolls. The wearer would attempt to tie the greying frayed laces in as tight a knot as childlike fingers could manage. It was just as well the soft material stretched to accommodate the smallest to the largest foot, because in our street, we shared everything. The other part weaved its way through two metal slits in the heel. Once the buckle was in place, thin ankles were held tight against the steel frame. Every part of this preparation was usually done with a tongue sticking out the side of jam-covered lips and one eye closed to help with concentration. Desperation oozed from every pore because tying them quickly meant more time to play before my bath was run. It also meant more time before they were handed over to the next in line. It was widely agreed that they were the most cumbersome skates in the world, but they were all we had. When allowed a shot, it was easy to get carried away with the excitement of it all. I would always end up going too fast, my toes slipping out of the foot strap as my journey of great speed came to a very abrupt halt. I would end up hopping on one foot and skating with the other until I finally managed to slow myself down or catch up with my remaining skate. Or worse, the freedom-seeking skate would whirl round and bang against my opposite ankle, leaving deep, painful welts in my skin. Rendering me speechless for a few moments, I would try my best not to cry. Wiping snotty tears from my face, I would check for any obvious damage and start the process all over again. Bruised and sore from my adventures on the steel contraptions, I would head in for a soothing bath and then straight to bed. I would dream of having my own pair of skates, not cousin hand-me-downs or big sister leftovers, brand new, just for me.